it's Matt at Moose Timmins. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Not much, man. Man, it's finally great to talk to you.
Totally. I'm pumped to finally get up to Timmins, man.
Man, I bet. You've been, like, out of commission probably for the last couple months.
Yeah, it's been tough, man. It's been tough, but we're kind of back in the swing of things now, which is really... It's really exciting. It's really great.
Dude, I bet. You know, I know you got, you know, a short amount of time here, but I have a funny story that involves you.
Okay.
Kind of. I was in a band in Hamilton, and were you born in Hamilton?
I was, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I was in a band in Hamilton and around the Niagara region, and we were called the Maysides, and we went on tour, you know, out east, probably where you are right now, and... After a while, for some reason, one of our band members had decided that we should all change our last names to Mays. I was like, dude, I can't do that because I'm going to get a lawsuit. I'm going to be Matt Mays. Like, I can't be, you know, I'm not as good as the original.
I wouldn't have sued you, man. But, you know, more the merrier.
I guess, yeah, there's more room for more Matt Mayses. So,
yeah.
So you're in New Brunswick right now, right?
Yeah, we're doing Fredericton tonight, Harvest, Jazz and Blues.
When'd you get in town?
We got in last night. I got to see John Hyde play last night. It was amazing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's such a great festival, yeah.
So where are you off to next? It was Newfoundland, right?
Yeah, we're playing tonight, and then we have a day off tomorrow to travel to Newfoundland. We're going to play St. John's the day after next on Sunday night.
Right on. So I know it's Rockin' the River up here in Timmins is probably pretty... pretty immediate with because it was just kind of sprung on us, and we're super excited to see you and everybody else, like the Arkells and the Glorious Sons. When did you get the call to play Rockin' the River?
Not long ago, man. I'd say like 3 weeks ago, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, not long at all. Yeah, it was it all happened pretty quick. It's great because I was hanging with Brett from Glorious Sons in Kingston. We had a great night hanging out, probably only, that was probably about a month ago, or maybe yeah. 2 weeks. It was right after we hung out that we kind of...
What were you doing in Kingston? Just hanging out?
We did a gig with Tara Lightfoot. We played this really...
Oh, no way.
Outdoor sort of... Yeah, it was great. It was
Man, I missed it then, because I've spent like 6 years in Kingston. It's a beautiful city, man.
Yeah, I love Kingston, man. It's always a great show. People are really great there.
Yeah.
Always fun. Always really fun, yeah.
So over the last couple months, you've been doing this thing. I guess you haven't really been doing it recently, but I want to know more about that mantle music you've been doing. You started that last year. Was that because of COVID or?
Yeah, I got to say, like, my best bud and bandmate, Adam Baldwin, started doing the Cross Canada Chin-Up. He did it every Saturday night, and I started looking forward to it like a TV program, you know, like it was really kind of dark times, and I kind of wanted to start doing the same thing, so I started doing my mantle music. So I just play on my mantle like live stream every Friday night, and it ended up being like really important for me to do. It was sort of gave me something to look forward to every week, and I would like work on songs all week and try out some new stuff, and I'd get like nervous all day like a normal show day.
Yeah.
You know, and right before you go on, I get really nervous like I do for real shows. And after the show, I would feel like I just played a show. So it was sort of more like what I'm used to in life. So it was really, ended up being a really, really good thing for me. And that was, I've talked to a lot of people since then who seem to enjoy it too.
Yeah.
It's just something to look forward to every week, you know, so some kind of like normalcy of sorts as far as something to look forward to. And just kind of forget about what was happening for a little while, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I had been watching it. And I love it because you add in all these different covers too, like Blue Oyster Cult and some Neil Young in there, like
yeah,
and for like 2 hours too.
Yeah, I played for 5 hours that night. I didn't know I played for 5 hours. It was there was a hurricane. I was in isolation because I had to do 28 days of isolation for 7 shows last year.
Oh my goodness!
I was just on my own. It was a hurricane on its way, and I was, you know, kind of anxious about that, and it was really great because I was so isolated and lonely, but I think that's why I played for 5 hours.
Yeah,
I was afraid to kind of to close my computer, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, how many Red Bulls do you have to crush to play 5 hours?
I don't know. I think I only had a couple beers, man.
Yeah, hey, that'll do it too.
Yeah, I could have played 6, but my fingers started bleeding. I honestly, my fingers were janky. I've never played 5 hours it's been a long time.
Yeah.
So I was, I just love playing music so much. I could have done it all night, really.
Yeah, I feel you there, man. The So do you think that that's going to be coming back? I had seen you had also been tagging some charities as well for Nova Scotia and for the Red Cross, I think.
Yeah, we raised $75,000 for Mental Health Nova Scotia and $30,000 for the SPCA. And, we ended up raising a lot of money. Everybody really kicked in a lot. It was really, really beautiful to see.
So is that coming back now that you'll be doing more shows, or is it kind of, once in a blue moon, you'll pop back on?
I think unless another lockdown happens, I'm not going to do it again. It's sort of strictly for that. I've decided to kind of just, as long as I can play normal shows, I'm going to really try to get out and play real shows, you know?
Right on. Yeah.
But you never know, I'm hoping I'll never have to play another man's music again, because it means
that means we have another lockdown. Yeah.
Yeah, so, if it does happen, at least it's something that we can all sort of, hopefully get behind it.
Right.
But I don't think that's going to happen for a while. I think we're...
And, a little while ago, you put out from Burnside with Love, right? That was a live album.
Yes. Yeah.
And once again, you played for about 2 hours.
Yeah, we like to play for a long time. We really enjoy playing, so it's our happy place, so...
Right on.
If you ask us to play for 5 hours, we will play for 5 hours.
Well, hopefully, man, your happy place is up here in Timmins for Rock on the River. Do you like poutine?
Oh, yeah, bud.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Well, when you come up here, you're gonna love it because there's poutine everywhere.
Where's the best one?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, man, you're outing me here. If I mean, Shack of Patat's good, Chip Hutt's, Tiffany's, any place that you go to, Chez Nous.
What is your favorite one?
No, oh, dude. I'm going to have to cut it out because I like Shack of Patat.
Okay.
Shack of Patat. There's a lot of construction down on Algonquin, so you're going to be, we get terrible winters up here. It's snowing right now, but it's not snowing right now. Shack of Patat's good.
Okay. Yeah. All right, you can cut that out. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
I can't just go to one I think is might be the second best, you know?
Yeah, man, for sure. But, there's every place is different. Some of them are just strictly original.
Right.
You get the Quebec, or you get, someone's Frankenstein poutine. You never know.
Yeah. So. I like it straight up, but with ketchup. I'm one of those ketchup guys.
Poutine with ketchup, man?
Yeah.
I can't do it, man.
You get it?
It's gravy
you gotta have
and
a little
curds.
Bit of sugar in there, a little sweetness in there.
That's true.
No, it's not sweet enough.
Hey, man, I guess.
I get yelled at for it all the time, trust me.
Yeah. So you're going on tonight then, right? In a couple hours?
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, so it's 2:30 for you right now. It's, September 17th at 1:30 for me. So it's September 17th at 2:30 for you right now.
Yeah.
So is that 4 hours from now?
Yeah, 2:33, 3.5 hours, yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I won't keep you any longer. Make sure you get some poutine when you come up here. Everybody here is excited to see you.
I'm getting some poutine right now, man.
Okay, well, keep the flavor in your brain, and when you come here, maybe we'll chat. I'll be over by the tent there. I don't know if I'm getting a media pass, but maybe we'll chat.
Okay, man. Well, yeah, if you see me, say hello. I'd like to see you.